Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to everyone. Welcome to the AP Rallo monthly call taking place on Thursday, 20th of August 2020 at 600 UTC. On our call today on the English channel, we have Satish Babu, Maureen Gilroy, Cheryl Langdonore, Harris Ignacio, Liana Gaussian, Amrita Chaudhuri, Pratis Patak, Piatosh Jana, Pavan Budrani, Suadi Hassan, Lakshmi Prasad Yadav, Nadira El Araj, Susan Marasyan, and Ali El Meshal. Currently, we don't have anyone listed on the Chinese channel. And we have received apologies from Jessen Chu, a tentative apology from her, from Holly Raish, Suad Bajwa, and from Gisela Gruber, from staff. On our call today, from staff side, we have Heidi Ulrich, Evin Erdoğdu, Sadeh Vosseya, and myself, Yeshim Nazlai, on call management. Our Chinese interpreters today are Ray and Sandy. And before we get started, just a kind reminder to please state your names before speaking, not only for the transcription, but also for the interpretation purposes as well, please, as usual. And I know new people have been joining Zoom room while I was doing the roll call. So the just want to underline that the participants list will be updated right after the call. And now I would like to leave the floor back over to you, Satish. Thanks so much.
Thanks very much. This is Satish for the record. Welcome to everybody from the APRALO community to the August 2020 monthly call. As usual, we begin with our membership matters. Currently, there are two applications which are in the pipeline. One is the Cyber Jagriti and Safety Foundation, which is an ALS applicant. And the other is Jaewon Son, who is an individual member applicant, an unaffiliated individual member applicant, to be correct. Regarding the Cyber Jagriti and Safety Foundation, we have said that we have to find out some more details. At this point, we are not convinced that they can be admitted as an ALS, so we might set the application aside until such time that they become kind of more eligible in our leadership team's view. As far as Jaewon Son is concerned, this is a person who is known to us from APIGA and APRIGF and various other forums. We would be happy to let her in, but there was this question, since one of her email IDs was outside Asia-Pacific, we had asked Evin to find out if she had moved residence, in which case we would have a problem, because our general consensus is that the individual member applicant has to be resident in Asia-Pacific for the most part. So, Evin, do we have a response on this?
Sure, Satish, thank you so much. This is Evin speaking. Yes, we just received a response from Jaewon before APRALO Monthly, and she confirmed that she had been in Austria for graduate school, but she's finished and she's been in Korea since January of this year. So she's residing in Korea.
Thanks. Great. Thanks, Evin. That would remove the last doubt that the leadership team had. And I think we can go ahead in admitting Jaewon as an individual member. Now, we will move on to the item number 3 on the agenda. Can someone check if Alfredo or Glenn is on the call?
Hi, Satish, this is Ishma again. So currently I'm trying to reach out to Glenn over Skype as they are not on the phone bridge yet, as well as I know. Just maybe you would like to continue with the next agenda item, and meanwhile, let me see if I can get hold of him.
No problem. Glenn had... that's fine. Glenn had informed us that he may not be able to join because he's keeping unwell. And if Alfredo also does not join until after the next item, then I will run through the presentation on behalf of Alfredo and Glenn. This is finally an at-large community initiative led by Alfredo and Glenn.
So just to confirm that Glenn has already confirmed that he's not feeling well, so he will not be joining. So I will need to try to reach out to Alfredo then. Okay, thank you.
No problem. So we will now move on to agenda item number 4 and come back to the virtual SIG after agenda item number 4 is over. So we have apologies from both Holly and Justine today, and we have requested Evan to make the formal presentation, and I would like to request Cheryl to add on if there is anything that needs to be highlighted especially. So it's over to you, Evan.
Thanks so much, Satish. Evan speaking. And I'll just run through a brief update of what is currently on the agenda, but with also a note that the Consolidated Policy Working Group recently, that is last week, decided to start experimenting with a new format, looking ahead to upcoming public comment proceedings. So stay tuned for that. I know many of you are joining the CPWG meetings, so they'll be discussing the upcoming public comments in advance. There are currently no ICANN public comments new that are open for decision, but there's been a lot of activity earlier in the month of August, recently ratified by the ALAC since the last APRALA monthly meeting were five, actually as of today, six, and those weren't all through the CPWG. The Operations, Finance, and Budget Working Group is also shepherding public comments that relate to operations, finance, and budget. And then the CPWG is dealing only with the policy-related comments. But the executive summaries are on the agenda, and that includes enhancing the effectiveness of ICANN's multi-stakeholder model, the final report of the CCWG on auction proceeds, the ATRT3 final report, the ALAC statement, excuse me for the noise, the ALAC statement on EPDP, which was in July, and also a Lacrallo statement on the LAC regional strategic plan for fiscal year 2021 to 2025. This was a RALO statement, and it was ratified by the Lacrallo leadership team and the ALAC. And as of today, there was also a unanimous ALAC endorsement to support the GAC EPDP statement as well. So those are the latest updates, and you'll also see on the agenda the upcoming public comment proceedings. But I'll turn it over to Cheryl, please, to provide detail. Thank you so much.
Oh, hang on. Went to speak, nothing was going to happen. Cheryl Langdon, all for the record. Hopefully you can hear me okay. I just wanted to mention in terms of upcoming, in particular, you're hearing it here first, ladies and gentlemen, end of this week by Monday or Tuesday, that the huge tome, and it is a huge tome, for public comment, which is the draft final report for subsequent procedures. And as you know, Maureen and a number of us have been spending a lot of time with under Justine's gentle guidance with the CPWG work on this. So I would assume that this region would be in a good position to also put in a public comment to it. There'll be all sorts of details. It'll be a form. We're making it as easy as possible. And obviously you've got me on tap if you need any assistance with the specifics of it. That's about it from me. Thanks, Satish. Back to you.
Thanks very much, Cheryl and Evan. Now I think we do have some time today. So are there any questions on the policy aspects? Either the substantive part or the procedure part, because we are actually trying to actually make a change in the way CPWG works, and I think it's become more efficient. So if anyone has any questions, you can raise it now or any time during the call. We will be happy to take them on. Any questions? I don't see any hands at the moment. So I'll move on with the agenda. So I think we will go over to Maureen and listen to the ALAC update and then come back to the virtual SIG presentation. Over to you, Maureen.
Thank you, Satish. I'm sort of like in one of those sort of like drama sessions at the moment. No internet. Lucky to have a phone connection, and I've got a very tiny sort of like Zoom agenda on my mobile, which I'm sort of like I'm squinting to have a look at. But anyway, hi everyone. This is Maureen from the ALAC. Just for the record, well, the ALAC's been very quiet over the last month or so, and I think it's because in Europe people are on holiday. And I mean, we have even had to cancel our at-large leadership team meeting last week because some people who were going to be the main presenters of items were not available. So it's interesting that with all this COVID around that people are able to travel around as much as they do, but that's the way that it is. And you know, we do have these quiet times during the year, and I think we should probably make the most of it. But at the same time, there's still a lot going on within at large. For several of you, I know, who have been part of Alan Greenberg's ALS mobilisation working party, that document is nearing completion. So that's it's been something that came out of the at-large review, and it's been a major mission, but it's going to be a very helpful document for another group which is starting up next week, the Unaffiliated Individual Members Mobilisation Group, and that's going to be led by Roberto Gaetano from Uralo, and it's going to be following on from what Alan was doing about ALSs, but this time looking at our individual members and the sort of the criteria that we and that people
yes, from you to that from you to
thank you. Okay, so in the group that's going to be starting up next week. There have been questions raised about what is the difference between members and participants. Okay, the group is being asked to, the RALOs are being asked to produce two members from the RALO and one member from the ALAC from that particular, from each RALO, really for ensuring that there is regional representation at the meetings, just in case there's a sort of like a some special decision that has to be made, which is usually done by consensus, but it's really helpful if there is if there's somebody from at least a couple of people from each region, just to sort of like provide that balance for that decision making. But so that's the only reason, because otherwise, it's an open meeting and anyone can attend, but it's advisable for you to contact the staff members so that they can so that you can get registered and you've got to sign the GDPR form and that kind of stuff. So, but it does put you onto the mailing list and you will get any notices. And there's a bit of work that happens on the mailing list as well. So. If anybody's interested in joining that, especially if you're an individual member, that'd be a really good working party to join. The other thing that's actually happening at the moment is the capacity building working group is working on two ICANN Learn courses at the moment. One is something that Cheryl and Heidi and I are down to finessing and getting ready to pass over to ICANN Learn. And it's to do with introducing the at-large community, the at-large community, welcome to our world. And it is, it's probably, you know, we just realised that we didn't have a course on the ICANN Learn platform that sort of like introduced people to what it is that we do in at-large. And the other course is ICANN Policy Development and At-Large Perspective. One of the things that, you know, like we have to like tell people is that we actually don't write policy, but we comment and make, we actually assist in the development within the SOs about, you know, the policies that they're actually sort of like producing. And we, and it's part of that multi-stakeholderism and that we actually, our voices can make a difference as to, you know, like what sort of, what sort of direction a policy might be going towards. And so this, this is an introduction to, you know, how important it is to be one of those voices contributing to this development. Of course, there's another capacity building working group that is pretty busy, and that is the webinar team. And Haja Al-Minyawi has got a team of people who are looking at producing educational informational webinars each month. And I hope that everyone's going to be available on the 7th of September, which is the next when the next webinar is on, because that one at that one, Holly Raish will be presenting and explaining the DOE-DOT, sort of like the comparison of the DNS over HTTPS and the DNS over TLS. Too technical for me. I'm going to be coming along to listen to that, and I hope there are lots of other AP Rialo people there as well. But, of course, I think the last thing I have to mention is, of course, ICANN 69, which is coming up in October. And that was the one that was planned for Hamburg, Germany, and, of course, it's now going to be virtual. Now, this time, I think the other two times that we've actually had a virtual ICANN meeting, they've been a little bit different. The first one was just 1 week, the second one was a prep week, and the 1 week of conference. This time, we're actually having a prep week and 2 weeks of conference. So it's going to be 3 weeks. The first week is prep week, and it'll be very similar to the prep week that we had last meeting. And we may have our own prep. We haven't decided yet. It'll be made. We'll be making that decision very shortly. But we may have a prep webinar or some kind of meeting in that first week. I think we're actually sort of like thinking of doing an introduction to ICANN 69, and that the policy session that we are going to present, we may do an introductory presentation during that week. In week one, which is the first week of the conference, is when the supporting organisations and the advisory committees, like us, will hold our most of our sessions. But it's only over 3 days. It's 13, 14, and 15 of October. Is when those sessions will take place. So we're going to sort of like probably cram in quite a bit into those 3 days. And week two, which is the main conference week, the AGM meeting, that will have the welcome ceremonies, some ICANN plenaries, and there may be some sessions that we may be sort of like holding things specifically for at large. I know that on the very last session, we will hold a wrap-up, and there at that wrap-up meeting, it's sort of like the changing of the guard. It's the very last meeting of the year. It's straight after the board. No, is it straight after? It's very close to when the board meets. For the last sort of their AGM, and so at that time we get new ALAC members and other leaders, and we say farewell to some people who have been with us for the 2 years. So that's something that's, and the thing is, not only is it 3 weeks, it's actually the timing is going to be horrendous for Asia, for Asia Pacific. I know that, for me, and I'm right on the edge of the eastern edge of of our region, and it's going to start at 9 p.m. and finish at about 5 or something, whatever. But it's so everyone else, it's going to be right in the middle of your night. So I feel really sorry for us, but I mean, we're going to have to we're going to have to work on ICANN with regards to the timing of the conferences, because you know, like I mean, I would say for the next few conferences, we're going to actually have that as an issue. Now, I can't see if anyone's got any questions, so someone's going to have to tell me if there is anyone. Happy to take questions.
Right. Thanks, Maureen. I don't see any hands up right now, but let me comment on the first two things you mentioned, which were the ELAC, the ALS Mobilization Working Party, and the individual membership. Now, I think both are very exciting developments as far as you know, the organizational aspect of our RELO is concerned, because these are going to impact fairly deeply the way we structure ourselves. As far as the individual, the unaffiliated individual members are concerned, it has been a long journey for us in different RELOs. AP RELO was one of the first to include individual members, and thanks to the far-sighted approaches taken by the leadership of AP RELO at that point in time. Whereas other RELOs are lagging behind. Now most of the RELOs are, I see Cheryl Sand, I'll be with you shortly. Now it is important to develop this group of individual members further, because each RELO is having a different model of how we kind of mobilize and group and organize the individual members. And maybe some uniformity would be good. There are some issues that cause friction, and I think this is a good opportunity led by Roberto, who's a very senior community member, and I'm sure this will be a great opportunity for us to streamline our individual membership and ensure that they participate better in our policy aspect. Cheryl, over to you. I saw your hands up.
Thank you. I just wanted to follow on, actually, Satish, as Cheryl Langdon, all for the record. Something Maureen mentioned, and while Satish was just outlining the importance of this activity, I just wanted to do a bit of a sales pitch to you all, and particularly to the unaffiliated individual members that are, I think, a growing and very important resource for us here in our region. Satish is right. We were Naralo, of course, had always had them from the very beginning, but we were one of the earlier ones after Naralo. We've had them for a very long time, but we're only really getting towards a critical mass as we move through this past 12 months and into our next 12-month period. But it is a very valuable resource, which, of course, if we set it up right, will help us work far more effectively and efficiently. And to that end, I really wanted to encourage not only each and every one of the unaffiliated members in the region who can spare the time to at least put their name in as a participant. That doesn't mean that you're committed to attending every single meeting, et cetera, et cetera. But it does mean that you'll be able to contribute your thinking, what I'd like to think is fresh thinking, on what Roberto's working party is doing. But I'd also want to encourage individuals from the ALSs, not representatives. I couldn't give a DAMN about the representative model that's being used on this, because consensus is how it should be running. So they're really just like a sea anchor to ensure that if we did have to take some sort of consensus call, that we would have regional balance. But what is important is the voices being heard. And so I'd also want to encourage individuals, even though they are ALS members, to also have a close watch and brief on what we do, join whenever you can. And the easiest way from this is to take up this participant role where you will be included on the email list. You will be able to see what's going on. Obviously, it would be wonderful if you could commit to the meetings. They'll be, I think, at this stage fortnightly. But this is only going to be a short block of work. It is not work that's going to go beyond a couple of months, right? So if you can commit the time to also attend the meeting, which may eventually go even as frequently as weekly, that would be a huge assistance for us to build a truly resilient model. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Cheryl, Satish, again, for the record. I think these are very important points, and we look forward to, you know, the kind of outcomes that from this working group that will help us to orient our community of individual members much better so that they are an active force. Of course, we do have individual members like Justine who are extremely, I mean, some of the very active people in our community. But we, over the period of time, we see that this group is going to become larger and larger and, you know, would therefore influence the entire process that we'll be following. Are there any comments or questions on any of the other aspects that Maureen mentioned, especially the timing, of course? There's little we can do. It is a problem, and if you're going to keep on having virtual meetings, I think this problem will get even worse. And we now realize some of the advantages of the face-to-face meetings. Are there any other comments or questions? Not seeing any hands, we will move on with the agenda. Now, before I go back to the virtual SIG, there is one topic that I should announce so that you can get back to me if required. Under AOB, item number 8, the first topic is it's written as regional topics for ICANN CEO's call with Relo chairs. Now, before every ICANN meeting, the ICANN CEO has a call with the 5 Relo chairs, and usually before the meeting, the staff asks us for questions that are regional in nature, priorities. So this time, since our call was today, I wanted to consult the community on if there are any issues that you would like us to raise with the CEO. Please write to me or to staff with any question that you might want us to raise in this meeting with the ICANN CEO. This has got to be done within a day because the deadline is looming. So to summarize, if any of you, any of us in the community think that there is any particular topic of regional importance that the Relo should take up with ICANN CEO, kindly write to us and pass it on to us so that we can raise it. We will now move on to the presentation from the virtual SIG. Can we have the presentation on the screen, please? Right. So now both Glenn and Alfredo have been part of the NERALO's North American School on Internet Governance, which had two editions already. But then at this time, they could not have a face-to-face edition. So they have actually suggested that they create a virtual school on Internet Governance, which will help in several ways. One would be for regions or countries that have no national or regional SIGs. This would be useful to get people to a certain minimum levels. And the second was for anyone who's running a school on internet governance. This is a prerequisite program that the participants could be asked to take so that they understand the basic concept of internet governance. So it is meant to be not a substitute perhaps, but a complementary way of delivering information. Next, please. Next page. Yeah. So the objectives are assess available face-to-face and online training, that is gap analysis, provide a comprehensive free online training opportunity for anyone, provide an interactive experience, encourage feedback. This is not to replace the face-to-face SIGs, but to provide complementary information, and recruit a body of international editors. And translate the content into multiple languages. Next, please. So basically, Alfredo and Glenn have been leading this effort from the NERALO experience. And many of us who have been involved with other SIGs have been supporting them. The delivery system is on something called Moodle, which is a well-known system that has been in existence for the last 20 years. And it is therefore quite mature. It's a mature platform. And hopefully it will be easier and everybody can proceed at their own pace. Next. Yeah, so this is a cloud-based LMS, Moodle. And it, of course, we can have different kinds of media. It is mobile friendly. And it provides an entire, it's like an ERP for a learning or a college or a school. It's got all the different aspects from a student perspective, teacher perspective, and admin perspective. You can have, you don't have to be on the internet all the time. You do have ways to kind of contact teachers and, you know, directly interact with them on a person-to-person basis. And there are various kinds of various formats of interaction, including discussion, quiz, and all that. And finally, the participant gets a certificate that can be used for as an evidence of having completed the program. Next. So this is a timeline. I'm not going to get into it, but you can contact the... There's a video also, which we will be circulating after the meeting. Anyone interested can... you know, use the video to understand more. Next. So these are the first program is more or less done. The second is going to be in November. So if you're interested, I think the first batch is already full. This is the information that I'm getting informally. But it's an ongoing program, so there will be more batches. And if you're interested, please contact the website of the virtual SIG. Next. Now, the virtual SIG, being virtual, has certain advantages. One is that it can scale up once the basic material is in place. The scaling up is almost effortless. Well, almost, not entirely, because there are some places where you have to interact with the batch of students. But still, it is quite much better scalable than in a face-to-face school. So there are various possibilities that this opens up. Next. Okay, this is a kind of commercial pitch. They are looking for sponsors. If there is someone interested, any funding agency who would like to sponsor, maybe we should help them out. It can be in kind also. It can be, you know, money or in kind. It could be materials also. Bashar is asking if is Moodle still a thing. Yeah, it is like 20 years old, but it's still going strong. And I am aware of several institutions here in my country who are very happy with it, because it does provide for the entire lot of... So for these organizations which are using Moodle, going online in the COVID time was actually much simpler. So it is not the best in terms of user experience from a, you know, contemporary sense, but it is still useful. Yeah, so I think that's it. Now, if there are any questions on the virtual school and internet governance, here are the links. Please contact Glenn or Alfredo if you want to reach out to them directly. Else, the materials are all here. I'm aware that in Asia Pacific, we have multiple regional and national schools. We have two regional schools. One is APSIG and other is APICA, which I can run with the Korea Internet Security Agency, KISA. There are also about six different national schools, some of which also admit international students. But after COVID, all of them are being forced to now go online. APIGA was cancelled. APSIG is going online. Some of the national SIGs are already done on an online basis. The hybrid model was proposed, but that couldn't really kind of take off. So the COVID has actually caught us all unawares as far as the schools are concerned. Okay, I will stop here, and if you have any questions, please. I see hand from Amrita Liana. Amrita, please go ahead.
Thanks, Satish. The virtual internet governance pool does look interesting. So, you know, you mentioned that perhaps this could be one of the courses which people who want to go to the national SIGs or regional SIGs could participate in. So my question is, you know, while there are enrollments into the courses in the virtual SIG in a different manner, how would, for example, if INSIG is going to, you know, for example, INSIG is going to come up with the fellowship in 2 days' time, and if we want the people who are interested to participate in INSIG to go through the virtual school on internet governance, and considering that the entire lot till September is filled, how would we manage that? And this is just an example. It could happen with any school.
Thanks, Amrita. That's a valid point. At this point, I don't think the virtual school is ready for being used as a prerequisite training program, like the way iCanLearn can be used. And INSIG has actually been using iCanLearn in the past. But this is a point because the virtual SIG works on batches of students and the formal time schedule. Whereas iCanLearn is without any batches, it's a personalized, individual, self-paced kind of a thing. So we can pass this feedback to the virtual SIG and tell them that, look, this year it is too short a notice, but from next year onwards, any national SIG who want to use the virtual SIG as a prerequisite program, there should be some way to let that happen. Yeah, thanks for that. Liana, please go ahead.
Thank you, Satish. This is Liana for the record. Thanks for the presentation. This is really interesting to see different experiences in different regions and the schools of internet governance. I don't have a comment or a question, but wanted to update on your last one that you said. We do have many national and regional SIGs. We are in Armenia. Just announced the call for applications for the fourth edition of Armenian SIG, and we plan actually to have the hybrid version of it, depending on preference from participants themselves. That will be run on September 14, 17, so it is for this time for 4 days, and we make the program in a way that we can accommodate both online and offline format. So that not to be too long or too overburdened for the participants themselves. For the program, yeah, that's really a very valid point that I'm going to raise for how different are the programs in different states. But I guess that the organizers should take into consideration all the peculiarities of the country or regional format that we have. Another thing that I wanted to mention for the Armenian IGF is, like, we run for this call for just a couple of days already, and one notable thing is that mostly the school teachers are interested right at this moment from the application. Like, for 1 or 2 days, I got around 30 applications for teachers. This is really interesting. I see the changes that they want to learn and get back that knowledge to the schools and students for the schools themselves. That's it. Thank you very much.
Thanks very much, Liana. We are, of course, aware of the Armenia initiatives. I myself participated in the Armenia school remotely. Maureen, I see your hands up. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you. I was just so thrilled that I could actually find something on my phone to work. I just wanted to mention about the virtual SIG. When Alfredo and Glenn were first talking about it, one of the things that that I did was mentioned it to the Pacific. Now, we don't have a SIG in the Pacific, and we are only just starting up Pacific IGF. Well, resuming it again. So, you know, this sort of initiative is really important to us because we don't, most of our islands are too small to actually have our own little SIG or even IGF. So
when we actually, this, even though it's this COVID time, it was also a really good time for the Pacific to actually be introduced to, you know, like what would be in a SIG actually sort of like incorporates, and how we might go about sort of like developing something of our own, probably a little bit more focused on sort of like internet governance topics of our own. So we put the call out when they first put forward the idea of a SIG, so we've got some Pacific members actually sort of like part of that first cohort, which is going to be good for us for looking at how we move forward. And we're very grateful that there's people like, you know, yourself, Satish, and Amrita, and Liana. I mean, just the wealth of support that we'll be able to get when we actually start looking at doing our own. Thank you.
Thanks, Maureen. I think that's a very interesting and important point. Now, since the virtual school is a global school, the regional content may be much less than what a Pacific school would have for the Pacific. So that's an area that we can actually work with the virtual school and ensure that we can build some content that is specific to the region. And for the future, that can be kind of enriched over a period of time, so that it is a virtual school plus the Pacific specific content that is contributed by the Pacific community. And the participants then get to see both sides, the global and the regional aspects. Right. Are there any other questions or comments? I think this is a very good initiative, and there is a lot of support from the chat, which sounds good. If not, we will go back to the agenda and continue with the next item on the agenda. Right, so the next is actually an important update. This is, I'm requesting Ali to speak about this, but before that, let me introduce the topic. Now, IPRELO had a mentoring initiative a couple of years back before the last AGM in Abu Dhabi, and that was well received, and we had quite a good response, and we eventually had to close the batch, and then there were some people waiting and all that. Then of course we had the outreach and engagement working group, which is working on how best to reach out, especially given the COVID related cancellation of all travel. It was pointed out that we have to be more inclusive in the way we set up these outreach programs, particularly because we wanted to include the Atlas III ambassadors, in whom we have invested quite a bit in terms of effort, and who are actually very capable people. So the question was, how do we, bring together the whole leadership development and the mentoring aspect of our earlier program with the current priorities of the outreach and engagement the group that handles it, and our representative on that committee is Ali. And Ali was also coordinating the last mentoring program. And adding on to the COVID-specific limitations that we have. So we wanted to look at how best to combine all this in a way that benefits the participation from our region. And this is the program that we are, it is based on what you see on screen now, which is the outreach and engagement plan. And we have specifically mentioned here that we will work with the Atlas ambassadors to enhance our outreach. And so I will ask Ali to talk to us about his vision of this program and how it's going to be rolled out. Ali, over to you.
Thanks, Satish. This is Ali Al-Mishan. A long time I feel we haven't even chat. I don't know why. Anyhow, yes, by all means, this is a continuation of the whole investment that have been done on Atlas III and the excellent outcomes that have came up out of that, and the attendees as well. So So it is more sense that we continue to develop and capitalize on all of those outcomes and look into those ambassadors that have attended the Atlas 3. Even not to forget about the others who have an interest, but they didn't get the chance to be there. So we will start now looking into this program, and I will coordinate with the leadership team on how to start the cooperation on this in line with the outreach and engagement overall strategy for the at-large, plus the capacity building and the even the sub-working groups that are under this. We have lots of activities within our regions. We have lots of potentials, but now we need to take them through the program. I mean, not the same as that we have done before, because the environments and the requirements have a bit of change. So we look into a way that we get more engagement and we look into more interested potentials to be an active participants within our activities in the region and within the ICANN community. So going forward, I think after this call, then I will have some of discussions with the leadership teams, and we'll start building the framework of this mentorship program, and then definitely we'll have some volunteers who will join to run the program together as a team, and we'll go on to the announcement and the program itself. Definitely we will need all of the support from all of the people who have a great expertise and mentorship into this area. Cheryl Landenor was one of the aggressive support to us and to me and personnel for the first program, and as well as Maureen when we started putting this program in place. So with all of the leadership team and the ALS community, definitely we will reach out to a good program that will help the community. I think this is for the time being right now. I will not go through all of these remarks because this was part of our strategy, but we'll get back to you on all of these details later stage. Back to you, Satish.
Thanks very much, Ali. Satish again for the record. I think if anyone has any suggestions on the program, please pass it on to Ali. One of the points to be noted is that given the COVID situation, international travel is not likely to resume over the next several months. So the focus may be on intra-country programs or intra-regional programs, and we may have some funding available, small amounts of funding for local programs. And I'm sure Ali and the volunteer team would work on this and see how best we can reach out to our own local communities or communities within the country and not plan around international travel resuming anytime shortly. We don't have any visibility into when it's going to happen. A higher component of the this program may be within the country.
Absolutely. Anybody? Right, Satish.
Yeah, you want to speak? Go ahead.
I don't know. I'm just confirming yours.
Okay, right. Thanks, Ali. Thanks for taking this on. And now we move on to the agenda. So it is item number 7 now, which is the NOMCOM update from Amrita. Amrita, please go ahead.
Thank you, Satish. Amrita for the records. I don't have much to update on NOMCOM. It's just that we have finalize the list of candidates who would be interviewed in the last final round. We hope we should be starting the last round of, this year we cannot have face-to-face interviews, but we may be having virtual interviews. We plan to have it somewhere from September, though the entire process has been delayed this time, but we should be able to complete it by then. So this is from NOMCOM. In a side note, as usual, I would request each of you that if in case your ALS has or individually you have done something this month, please do share your updates with me and ICANN staff at least by the 25th so that we can put it into the newsletter. Many times it so happens that there may be some things which are done, but it goes unreported. I'm sure you would not want those good work to go unrecognized. So that is something which, you know, I would request all of you. And Satish, if you may, I would also want to, you know, while you would be sending an official mail around, I wanted to mention that INSIG is, you know, the fellowship for INSIG is going to be announced in a day or two. And we would request you to spread the word. This time it is a virtual event, so more could apply for this fellowship. And Nadira, to answer your question, yes, we would, while the ICANN board and PTI board would be interviewed, the interview community committee also wants to interview for the other positions, but we are still contemplating that. And that's all from me, Satish, at this point, and I'm happy to take questions.
Right. Amrita, I had a question to you. When do you think the final list will be announced?
So we want, because after we do this, staff would be doing their own verifications also. Hopefully by end of September is what we are looking at to the staff, so that then they can do the needful. However, the final dates have not been decided yet, Satish. And
right.
This last month, many were on holidays, etc. So that's been some amount of a challenge.
Thanks very much, Amrita. We are now at the end of the agenda here. Are there any other questions or comments from anyone? Under the AOB, I'd like to remind you all again that if you have any topics that you want to refer to the RELO chairs meeting with the ICANN CEO, please suggest that. Otherwise, we move on to the last item, which is the AOB, which is the next RELO call, which is on 17th September, Thursday. I am not seeing any final hands up, so I am assuming that there are no other further questions at this point in time. We still have a few minutes left over. Okay, so since there are no more comments, if there are any questions on any of the topics, yes, Amrita, I see your hand. Please go ahead.
Satish, I had, I wanted an opinion from others, though we have discussed it in the ICANN 69 program. I was planning to suggest a session wherein we can have feedback coming in from the different RELOs and the ALSs involved on, for example, what they have been doing, how they want to improve, etc. It's a more of an open house session wherein we have more feedbacks coming from the community itself. So in case it is okay with all, if anyone from this call has some suggestions, etc., happy to kind of take it.
Right. Thanks, Amrita, for the suggestion. I'm not sure the exact format of the next ICANN meeting, whether we'll be having some coffee rooms or breakout rooms like last time for the...
No, we are planning to have a session, a particular time slot wherein, you know, we can have these discussions because, you know, policy discussions are very important, other discussions are important where you have a lot of top-down discussion. However, we also need something coming from the bottom, perhaps some best practices from each of the RELOs. One of them could be shared of something they have done. ALSs who have not participated much, sharing something, because I think that would also help to bring in more engagement from people who are not participating that much. Okay, and
right.
AD has something.
Amrita, you should take it up with Maureen and decide on how you want to structure this so that we can, keep in mind the time zone differences. Unlike a physical meeting where we are all there, this is going to be an issue, like Maureen mentioned, for her, it's going to be tough time. So keep that in mind and let's organize something useful to all of us. Right. So with that, I think we have come to the end of this meeting. Thank you very much for participating and taking time off to attend this meeting. And thanks for all the contributions, both in chat and the other inputs on the call. I'm passing this one back to Yashin for closing the call. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Satish, and thank you all for joining today's call. This meeting is now adjourned. Have a great rest of the day. Bye-bye.